Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a radio interview with a man called Harry Park, who is talking about the adventure travel company he runs. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Harry Park, you run a travel company which organises adventure holidays in some difficult places. How did you first become interested in adventure travel?
Well, my father worked in an insurance company once he had a family, but before that he'd spent several years travelling the world, and he never stopped telling us about it. Mm-hmm. His stories were much more exciting than the books I read, and they made me want to travel and have adventures of my own.
And what made you decide to start an adventure travel company?
Well, when I was in my 20s, I travelled a lot in different countries. I went exploring and climbing in mountains and deserts. I wanted to show other people how wonderful these things were. The business has been very successful, but when I started it, I didn't know if I'd make any money.
Mm. Your company's called Far and Wide. Mm. How did you choose the name?
Well, I just called it Park Travel at first, but everyone thought that was terribly boring. My wife kept suggesting different things, but in the end it was a customer who gave me the idea. Far and Wide is also the title of a book that a friend wrote, so it reminds me of him too.
Oh, great. The places you visit are usually very unspoiled, Harry. Mm. Some people think it's not a good idea to take tourists there. What would you say to them?
Well, most of the places we visit have no inhabitants, so we aren't going to spoil people's way of life or bring in things like television and fridges. And I make sure that we always take care of the environment. We are careful not to cause pollution, so we take all our rubbish away.
Mm. Some of the things you do are also dangerous. Do you enjoy danger?
Well, it's not a question of enjoying it, it's just that you can't do what I do without thinking about the possible dangers. I'm never frightened, though. If I'm taking a group up a mountain or something like that, I just concentrate on what I have to do and get on with it.
You've been to some fascinating places, Harry. Mm. What's your favourite?
Oh, it's in India. You travel along a river through spectacular scenery and up into the mountains in Madhya Pradesh. In the valley on the other side, there's a wonderful old castle. It's magical. The mountains hide it. So few people know it's there.
Mm. Thanks for talking to us, Harry.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
Harry Park, you run a travel company which organises adventure holidays in some difficult places. How did you first become interested in adventure travel?
Well, my father worked in an insurance company once he had a family, but before that he'd spent several years travelling the world, and he never stopped telling us about it. Mm-hmm. His stories were much more exciting than the books I read, and they made me want to travel and have adventures of my own.
And what made you decide to start an adventure travel company?
Well, when I was in my 20s, I travelled a lot in different countries. I went exploring and climbing in mountains and deserts. I wanted to show other people how wonderful these things were. The business has been very successful, but when I started it, I didn't know if I'd make any money.
Mm. Your company's called Far and Wide. Mm. How did you choose the name?
Well, I just called it Park Travel at first, but everyone thought that was terribly boring. My wife kept suggesting different things, but in the end it was a customer who gave me the idea. Far and Wide is also the title of a book that a friend wrote, so it reminds me of him too.
Oh, great. The places you visit are usually very unspoiled, Harry. Mm. Some people think it's not a good idea to take tourists there. What would you say to them?
Well, most of the places we visit have no inhabitants, so we aren't going to spoil people's way of life or bring in things like television and fridges. And I make sure that we always take care of the environment. We are careful not to cause pollution, so we take all our rubbish away.
Some of the things you do are also dangerous. Do you enjoy danger?
Well, it's not a question of enjoying it. It's just that you can't do what I do without thinking about the possible dangers. I'm never frightened, though. If I'm taking a group up a mountain or something like that, I just concentrate on what I have to do and get on with it.
You've been to some fascinating places, Harry.
Mm.
What's your favourite?
Oh, it's in India. You travel along a river through spectacular scenery and up into the mountains in Madhya Pradesh. In the valley on the other side, there's a wonderful old castle. It's magical. The mountains hide it. So few people know it's there.
Mm. Thanks for talking to us, Harry.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 2.